A reading from the Gospel according to John. Peter turned and saw the disciple following, whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper and had said, "Master, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to Peter, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me." So the word spread among the brothers that that disciple would not die. But Jesus had not told him that he would not die. Just, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours?" It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them, and we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did, but if these were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you wonder what caused Peter to turn his attention to the disciple following Jesus, the one who had reclined on Jesus' chest at the Last Supper? Was Peter harboring a bit of jealousy? We don't know. But we do know that Peter was distracted or caught up with curiosity to ask Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" And Jesus again finds it necessary to put Peter in his place. He tells Peter that what happens to John is not really Peter's business. And then after Jesus tells Peter it is not his concern, he says, "You follow me." I wonder how Jesus said that. Did he accent the "you"? "You, Peter, don't worry about other people's purpose in life. Don't compare yourself with others. You follow me." Or did he accentuate the word "follow," meaning, "Peter, don't just be looking around for distractions and opportunities to compare, to measure, but follow me with your whole being. To follow, you must keep your eyes on the leader and imitate the leader. Go where the leader leads and not waver. If your eyes are on your leader, Peter, you won't be wondering about things or people that are not your concern. Or did Jesus accentuate the word "me"? "You follow me. Don't be looking around for other options, for other ways to carry out the Father's will. Don't be following people or ideas that seem to promise the impossible. Peter, follow me." We can think about each word in this simple command, and perhaps reprimand, that Jesus gave Peter. But the fact is, Jesus reminded Peter that he is to have a single purpose, not comparing himself with others or the purpose they may have, not worrying about the type or level of spirituality which others may have, not having to know what everyone is doing and thinking, but to make Christ the center of his life, following his way of love, and to then experience the peace that comes from believing he is doing what God wants him to do. And he need not know or worry about what God's plan is for anyone else, realizing that each one must determine what God's will is for himself or herself. Can we apply the same lesson to ourselves, believing that Jesus is enough for us, and that we are not to compare our path with the path of another? If we are all following Jesus, then God's will be accomplished in each of us. Can we believe that God, who is infinitely creative, will deal with each of us in a unique manner? Today, may we hear Jesus say to each one of us, "You follow me." And may God give us the grace to respond, "Yes, Lord, for you are the center of my life." I will always serve you. I will always love you. And I will always keep you in my sight.